Joe Biden praises Congressional Black Caucus at event for Hispanic Caucus. By Hannah Blow on September 22, 2023. President Joe Biden mistakenly praised the Congressional Black Caucus while delivering a speech at the Congressional Hispanic Caucus Institute's 46th annual gala, which took place in the nation's capital Thursday evening. Biden made the mistake while harping on award recipient Sister Norma Pimentel, Executive Director of Catholic Charities of the Rio Grande Valley. "I know Sister Norma lives the lessons nuns taught me growing up. Lessons based on the Gospel of Matthew, feed the hungry, care for the sick, welcome strangers," Biden stated. "They echo what my dad taught me, and I mean this sincerely. My dad used to say, everyone is entitled to be treated with dignity and respect. The Congressional Black Caucus embodies all those values," Biden said, identifying the wrong group completely. Moreover, Biden did not pause to correct his statement, he continued without addressing it. "Just think of the work we've done together on civil rights, labor rights, healthcare, education," Biden continued. "Folks, we fundamentally changed the direction of our economy to grow it from the middle out and the bottom up." Related, Biden moment, Joe says Putin losing the war in Iraq. This is far from the only time Biden has made a verbal mistake. Recently linking African Americans and Hispanic workers to those without high school diplomas in a speech this month. Biden said, "We've seen record lows in unemployment, particularly, and I've focused on this my whole career, particularly for African Americans and Hispanic workers and veterans, you know, the workers without high school diplomas." Fact checkers, however, insist the claims are wrong, but they are relying on a White House transcript provided after the event, effectively changing what Biden said. The White House transcript version reads, "We've seen record lows in unemployment, particularly, and I've focused on this my whole career, particularly for African Americans and Hispanic workers and veterans, you know, and the workers without high school diplomas. The lowest unemployment rate in 70 years for women now," emphasis added. Watch below. These instances come as Americans, including one quarter of Democrats, grow increasingly concerned about Biden's mental fitness. As Breitbart News detailed, across the board, most registered voters, 59%, have doubts about the president's mental fitness, compared to 41% who said he is mentally fit to serve as president of the United States. Predictably, 85% of Republicans have doubts about the 80-year-old's mental fitness, compared to 15% who do not. Most independents, 71%, also doubt Biden's mental fitness, as do nearly a quarter, 24%, of Democrats. Further, 68% across the board said Biden is showing he is too old to be president, sick, compared to 32% who believe he is fit to be commander-in-chief. While 54% of Democrats believe he is showing he is fit to be president, 43% disagree. 91% of Republicans and 75% of independents also believe Biden is showing he is too old to be president. Related, Joe Biden flubs DNC speech climax. "There's never been anything we've been able to accomplish when we've done it together."